Oh,
there's going to be more than that. I'm on the roster.
Wait, come on now. Everything's going up. We verify everything's going
That's
up.
That's right.
K-Murs, I love having you on the show, man. Please come back for the end of the summer. Let's talk NG. Mm-hmm. I love to get myself and Lambo out there and doing the sessions with you. Just see how we can connect. Mm-hmm. I'm open to everything. Just see what happens, man.
Let's do it.
Do a little Pilates. I don't know if I'm that flexible. Listen, I only bend it up like freaking picnic tables. That's the only way I move, man. God damn it. It's the more indeed. So keep a lot of K-Murs. Oh, let them know how they can follow you, K-Murs.
So K-Murs Music on all platforms, or JK Pilates if you're interested in Pilates, healing, massage, any of that stuff.
Yes, and we're tracking all of that. JK Pilates, K-Murs, friend of the show. The morning detail, keep it locked. We still got 2 more hours. Oh, y'all thought we were going to finish at 9 o'clock, huh? It's Canada Day. My birthday tomorrow. Lambo's in the building. Yes. New co-host. We shutting out the whole summer. DJ Barry, the ones and twos. Let's get to it. MyCKT 9.3 FM.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Hold on. We go to the crates this morning. Moon Chaser, Lambo in the building. Montreal Massey is Canada Day. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding. Big up the Boom J Cuisine. You catch me today at the Food Truck Fest. You know how we're doing things.
Diplomatic community.
Drizzy.
All that peace and that unity. You all know. That weak shit'll ruin me. Fuck em. Yeah. Cause niggas started talking to me like I'm slowing down. Opinions over statistics, of course. Gassed off journalistic. Come at me and all you'll get is the ballistic report. Book the private room at Wally's. Way to twist in the court. I got multicolored rings like the Olympics, of course. At award shows, cutting through the tension, of course. Girls hugging me, then asking me what scent that is, boy. I be walking around the six like I invented it, boy. Yeah. Who am I, the do or die? The one with the fewest lies and the truest ties. They try to compare us, but like a job straight out of high school, there's no you and I. I taught you everything you know, now you got student pride. All factual. I call the house the embassy, the studio the chapel. I hate to travel. I just pulled up on Solana's show, the girls are natural. I knew it way back when Hollywood was international. Yeah, the furthest I've been, that's word of my ends. Word of the flags that belong in the hood of my Benz. Very presidential. I broke all the codes for zoning in my residential. I broke spirits that I never meant to. My body isn't much of a sacred temple. With vodka and wine and sleep at the opposite times. Promise shit is getting out of line like when you make a stencil. Or getting out of line like when you break a pencil. Violating the Treaty of Versailles. Champagne is the alias, but no cease and desist. And I refuse to comply with regulations. I listen to heavy metal for meditation. No silence, like Sanders on the Detroit Lions. Get a run around and I bury it where they bury it, where they bury it, where they bury it.
Yeah. Rich to worry about a murder case. Telling on yourself there's only way you wanna escape. Call me Michael Phelps, I'm swimming in your bitch face. Pop a Adderall so I can focus, count his cake.
skinny nigga, but my pockets out of shape. ATL nigga, all the cars, California plates. Five for my niggas, they gon' get it crack cracking. Four trade gangsters, they gon' get it crack cracking. ABK gon' walk a nigga down straight jacket. Niggas, once I cut it back, this shit ain't just rapping. Niggas pulling robberies in this bitch, we ain't just trapping. If another body tried to feds, might just snatch me. Man down, I'll be overseas when it happen. Word around town, got them peas in the attic. I'm applying pressure in the field, John Madden. 100,000 vacuum sealed up, I'm just stacking. Vanessa is a sport, caught me a yellow one like Fabulous. 425, two stone, check the carry. I'm on one, I'm on one, yeah. Hold up, slow down, wait, catch up. I'm on one, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on one. I'm on one. I got a different type of
loop for life.
Nah. I'm alive. Yeah.
Told myself I wouldn't start my day online.
Talk about it.
From that shape and how they move. But is it just a distraction? Oh, it drives my soul divine.
Yes, Montreal. Okay, we're going to play Name That Song. We got three tickets for Montreal's greatest, largest Carnival Night Party happening tomorrow night at Jet Nightclub Carnival Weekend. It's called Sweat 25. I got three tickets. Somebody called before. Please call back. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We got three tickets for Sweat 25, Montreal's largest Carnival Night. And actually, after the mix, we have Kaya Pesci in the building. We're going to give away an excursion. Value of $300, a little bit of kayaking and fishing Lambo.
Nice.
We got the kayaks out here. We got the Casamigos in the building. Listen, man, if you're out and about, come on down to DG Kicks at 714 Fielding. We got food from Boom J. You got some porridge, a whole pot of porridge.
Yeah.
That's good. I see nobody touch the porridge. That's fine. I'll take the cornmeal horn. I'll split it with DJ Maddie. So we're going to play a song right now. We're going to play Name That Song. Then we'll go back to the mix. And coming up next, we have Kaya Pesci. This is for three tickets for Sweat 25, Montreal's largest carnival night party, happening at Jet Nightclub tomorrow. Call us up, Name That Song, 514-448-4013, 514-448-4013. DJ Maddie, hit me with it. Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning to the Detour. How are you? What do you guys have done be giving away, man?
Yeah, we're giving away three tickets to Sweat 25 tomorrow, July Second. Yeah. That's my birthday.
You better remember your birthday.
I don't remember nothing. We got the Casamigos in the building. Big up the bedroom, them. Do you know the name of the song that we were just playing?
Blazing this morning.
Do you know the name? Yes, Dad. Do you know the name of the song that we just played, sir?
All right. Keep the fire burning.
You don't know the name of the song. You're holding up the line, plumber. You're holding up the line.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we're playing Name That Song. We're playing Name That Song. Call us up 514-448-4013. We're giving away 3 tickets to Sweat 25, Montreal's largest carnival night party, happening at Jet Nightclub tomorrow. July 2nd is going down. Call us up 514-448-4013. Name That Song. It's the Morning Detour.
Don't talk to me dirty, cause my niggas going since better. Gave her the pink money, told the bitch, yeah, this curvy. Miley, woo. I'ma just fuck her 3 times and then I'ma curvy. Smash, woo. Oh my god, she said that her feelings is hurt. Oh my god, woo. Shut the fuck up, look thotty, suck it and slurp it. Shh. What was everybody when I was just hurt? Where? Only the gang survive, it's family first. Gang. I'm in the coupe for show. Candy cold. Candy, woo. Make sure my drill in my cold. Race. I'm on froze. I'm on ice. Put a little bitch on the cold. Woo. And on the cold. Everything good ain't gold. Getting exposed. Hop in the frog and leave. Potentially. Serving them dummy bricks. I get them for cheap. I got them for low. Hop in the rip and I creep. Massage the seat. I got the racks in the breeze. Racks. Bosses don't speak. Nah. Oh my god. I bought a phone and died. Oh my god. Oh my god. I had a farm and not. Oh my god. Thought you were real, you flawed. Bullets flying, then you flee. Nigga, we seen you hard. Ice tea. Ice cell phone beep. Bite me. Body back sheets. Body back. Am I deep? Bitch, I might be. Stupid bitch. Chanel seats. Matching 12,000 square feet. Yeah. Once I beat, I tell that bitch to stay away from me. Beat it. I ain't talking about no thigh. Don't talk your favorite piece. I am. I came from the nothing. Jumped into the major league. I did it. You ain't never drove the ballet, so I keep the key. You did. Since she can't leave without her friend, I got a knee to knee. Get down. When you rich like me, this is what it's supposed to be. You do. Can't get close to me. No.
Hold on, we got a call. Hold on, we got a call. Good morning, caller. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hold on. The first thing on the table, what's the best morning show in the country, man? Let the people know what the best morning show in the country is, man.
Morning Detour.
Okay, we're playing Name That Song. We got 3 tickets for you. What is the name of that song?
Shoot. Something about Fermin, I remember.
What'd you say? Okay. How you forget it? You know the name of a song? You know what, man? You know what? We're going to give these joints away to you, man. I'm feeling generous, man. It's a birthday weekend. You know what I mean? Listen, all the man them out here, let the city know one more time, what's the best morning show in the country?
Morning Detour.
All right. We'll take your information and get this thing popping. DJ, man, play some more music. Coming up next month, y'all, we got Kaya Pesh. We got Clarence from Rhythm and Brunch. We're going to tell some stories. You know how we do things. Let's go. Oh, I thought you were going to wait for the Haitian music. I thought you were going to wait. You're good. You're going to go into the whole bag? You're going to go into the whole bag right now? We have a couple bags there. Big up yourself, Montreal, my city, the best urban morning show in the country. Lambo in the building. If you guys don't know it, the real Svetlana. If you guys haven't got your biodegradable, your eco-friendly swimwear. What's up, Ori? Your eco-friendly swimwear, Woosa. I love the
there
name. I feel so common every time I say Woosa. I feel at home, Woosa.
There you go.
Woosa, make sure you follow that, man. It's going down, Montreal, my city, the morning detail. Let's go.
I can see your eyes in the moonlight. Staring, I get hypnotized and I'm all night. Baby, I don't see a thing that I don't like. If you were mine, kisses when I see you on sight. It's your side.
Say not, hold that.
Swear if you were mine, it'd be on sight. Girl, you're so fine. Cloud 9 to a new height. And now I'm falling hard for you from that place in the sky. I know you're not the type to call me pick up lines under moonlight. But someone
someone told me if you got a man it makes you laugh, then you're on your way, on your way. I can see your eyes in the moonlight, staring out at every time.
Until I find the lady.
Been hot since the birth of my son. I remain unfazed, trust worse has been done. Man, fuck evaluation, show me personal funds. It's the pretty boys versus the petty boys. Sold that already, got a whole new set of toys. Shit is so surreal, Drizzy Drake, you better enjoy it. Nothing else bigger than the OVO Letterman boys. Cashmere knits for the nighttime boat rides. Ollie got the first edition parked up roadside. The only sign of struggling is coming from those guys. I'm trying to just relay what I can see through my own eyes. And nothing tell the truth like the eyes will. Live so much for others, don't remember how I feel. Friends in high places and friends that are high still. Still manage to moonwalk straight through a minefield. And then I come back to tell you how that feels. Build this house for us all, pain in my back still. You niggas gassed up, you couldn't pay the... Champagne poetry. These are the effortless flows. Supposedly something else is controlling me. Under her pictures live some of the greatest quotes for me. Under me I see all the people that claim they over me. And above me I see nobody. I'd have to be dead for them to say that you took it from me. The 20% of you that we own is my tootsie's money. Nigga, I'm wildin' with your bread, you owe it to me. CJ grab racks out the bag and throw it to me. They don't want a problem with the boy, but it's going to be. Trust in my brothers is as strong as I know it should be. Future signed the contracts, he don't even show it to me. I don't have to second guess nothing with no one I love. About to build a second guest house cause we growing too much. Think I gotta scale the love back cause...
What you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean.
Yeah. City's on fire and people are in denial. Charges being labeled, we'll see what they do at trial. I'm calling this shit from now. Sweetheart deals that the judge has been handed down. I haven't been able to see family for a while. That shit is wearing me out. I used to hide my pain in Delilah behind the bar till my niggas carry me out. And if money's all I need in my grave, then bury me now. I know I tend to talk about how I got a fortune on me, but with that comes the politics the city been forcing on me. Man, I can't even RIP and show my remorse to the homie. No, I carry the guilt of the city's misfortunes on me. I even got the cleanest staff plotting extortion on me. My parents' divorces on me. My therapist's voice is making the choices for me. And I always censor myself, cause no matter what they reporting on me, the pressure is weighing on me. Career's going great, but now the rest of me's fading slowly. My soulmate somewhere out in the world just waiting on me. My chef got the recipe for disaster baking slowly. My heart feel vacant and lonely. But still, I'm making the most of this shit and more. Every single move is like rolling dice on a board. Seen too many brothers get 25 from the boys. I'd rather see all of them get 25 from the Lord. And if the last negotiation made you pay me 25, well, this is the perfect time to give me 25 more. I'm bigger now than before. Co-parent of the year, we figured out a rapport. No fair with Drizzy made on the second leg of the tour. How can anybody tell you the truth when they misinformed? How the niggas turning up what you turn you?
Don't never stop, never stop. Keep going,
Yes, Montreal, y'all. You already know I love Future. We never gonna stop. Oh, we got Kaya Fest coming up next. Huh. One of my best friends in the game. Camping, kayaking, excursion, foraging. We do it all. Why being gonna order me some camouflage? That's that new itch. Oh, we also got the big homie Clarence. Rinnerman Brunch. We did that over the weekend. Coming up next, man, we doing things. Uh-oh. Big Toad. B.I. J. Cole. No, come on, Detour. We gonna take know how we do things. DJ Maddie, let's go. Lambo in the building, Lambo in the building. How you feeling so far? You're in your third hour now.
I'm so good.
It's long?
Yeah.
That's long. You ain't get
this all day.
You ain't get mixy enough. But don't worry. William, I'm still figuring out where to put the ball for her. You got, you know, when you co-host a show with someone, you have to understand where to put the ball. You have to know when they like it, when they want the bounce pass, when they want it at the hole. You have to understand teammates. No, we can get together. So this next segment is really dope, man. We got Kaya Pesh here, my good friend Terry. Now, if you don't know Kaya Pesh, it's Black Adventure Company. And yes, I do have to state that it's black because we don't have enough black adventure companies.
100%.
So I got to say it. Terry, you do kayaking, foraging. You'll teach them how to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And even camping as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me bring you.
We do everything from kayaking to kayak camping, kayak fishing. Basically everything to do on a kayak, even just to go on a kayak and catch a meddy. You know, it's not even about catching a fish, you know what I mean?
No.
Like we used to say home, catching a meddy. So you get on the kayak, you don't even need a fishing rod. Just lie there and just let the nature take you.
This dude took me from the Morning Detour show, Clarence and Lambo. Took me to Canadian Tire. That's where you had to get your fishing license, about $21.
Yeah.
Took me to Canadian Tire. We went down to Lachine. Never been on the kayak before, huh? I was on that thing fishing in the middle of the water. It got a little wavy, I ain't gonna lie to you. It got a little wavy. Good friend of mine's business partner, my man Clarence from 928 Agency. Yes, we did Rhythm and Brunch over the weekend. Yes. I wanted to bring you on the segment because I want to introduce you to Svetlana Lambo. The doors only go up one way, you know how things move. We need to get Svetlana to come to a Rhythm and Brunch. She's 100%. Verified, though. I don't know. 100%. I don't. I'm not watching your pocket.
Why you didn't pull up on Sunday?
I was in New York.
I'm working.
I'm going to let you slide on that. July 31st.
She's verified. It's a different bag for somebody. I don't know. You have to talk. Your people got to talk to her people. I don't know how that shakes out.
He can talk to me directly. I'm right here.
She's verified, so the bag is different. But I want you guys on here. I do want to talk about the Maxim party since we're like multi-generational on the show. But first of all, we're going to open up the lines. I don't know how Terry wants to do this. But you know what? We'll do the first caller. First caller calls. We're going to give away the Kaya Pesh excursion. It's a camping plus kayaking. Value of $300, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we can give that away. The number is 514-448-4013. Call us in to win the excursion from Kaya Pesh. $200. Is it for one person or two people?
Two.
That could be an interesting date. I didn't have the two in my notes. Okay, so for two
feeling
people.
Generous. I'm
feeling generous. I'm feeling
generous. Feeling generous. We're giving away a $300 value excursion. The date is already built in. It's already built in, Lambo.
Preferably
his and hers package.
Listen, Terry, we don't discriminate. We'll do her and her. We'll do her and him. We got Casamigos amigos in the building. We'll do her and her. But listen, all jokes aside, call us up 514-448-4013. It's excursion for two, including camping plus fishing. That's really dope.
That's amazing.
Kayaking and fishing, you're going to teach. So for those that don't know, you'll teach them how to fish as well?
Yes, teach them how to fish, teach them how to camp, teach them how to put up a tent, and even teach them how to make a little fire.
Wow. Okay, so that's a value of $300. That's a Kayak Pest excursion. Call us up, 514-448-4013. So why wait for people to call in? Last week, I opened up the show. I think about that. I already know Big Will was there. Big Will was there. I talked about my red carpet experience at the Maxim party. Now, Lambo is the reason this happened. So now, I got my man Clint, I got my man Terry, so we're multi-generational here. Now, I'm going to backtrack it, but now Lambo is going to give you the director's cut. So I told my friend, my man Sean, my good friend Sean, I told Sean, I view you as an American.
So
let's open up there. For those that don't know, because a lot of people think you can hear.
No.
Let people know the real lineage of that real quick.
Okay, quickly. My father is American. He was born in the United States. My grandfather was born in Nigeria. He was raised out there. I used to live in Nigeria, but I lived 20 years in the United States. I was 20 years in New York. I went from Brooklyn to Manhattan as I was coming up. My mother's Russian Ukrainian. Nice. I speak the language too. Zdravstvuyte to everybody. From my Nigerian how now. So, I consider myself to be an American. I grew up there predominantly most of my life. I came back here in 2002 and still was going back and forth. I have an American passport, so it says I'm an American.
So I tell my friends, I said, when you deal with real American people, they try you out at first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I told him Thursday night was my trial. Thursday night when I was late twin. You know what I mean? If you guys know late twin.
Yeah.
Elite dancers, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Missy. They know a little people. They model for Hermes, top brands.
Yeah.
Little people. They've been to movies, MIB, little things. So I said, I told my friends Thursday was the trial. Americans want, they always want to test you out.
Yeah.
See how you do in the milieu.
That's
so
right.
That went well. Lambo tells me, say, listen, you're going to the Maxim party.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I'm just happy to show up here every Friday. I don't know what the Maxim party's about.
Red carpet.
It's a red carpet. So next year, I did not know I had to take pictures. Now, I have no problem. I told people last week, this was my Diddy moment. This was my going to Juniors for the cheesecake.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I love doing it. It was funny as hell.
Yeah. You got to take pictures. You got to take videos. You got to, do it up. You got to show everybody and show out. Make sure people know you were there because it was one of the hottest parties, in the city. So you need to show up when you go to these things. You need to take all them damn pictures.
So walk me through this now. So I told the story to Terry and Clarence last week. So now I'm done taking my – I paid my dues. So it's 8:30 to 11. I was outside. I was there with Britney Spears right here. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm there. So now it looks at us. Her husband turns to me and says, okay, we're going inside now.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, showtime now. Now, I'm just following. So how this works now, it's Lambo, late twins crew, Yogi, and then it's me and William. And Aisha Robinson.
Yeah, shout out to my girl, Aisha.
Shout out to Aisha, beautiful girl, man. Yes. Listen, man, I should check for Aisha, but that's enough stuff for another day. So anyways, so I'm at the tail end. What do you call it, the caravan? I'm at the tail end of the caravan of Lambo-tism, right?
I'm leading it to get everybody in.
So Lambo walked me through this. So I'm passing Ricky D. I tap him in the belly. That was a sun move. He know what time it is. So she took me to the VIP. So this is where people spend between $5,000 and $20,000.
Actually, $5,000 to $60,000.
I told you they had the sports car on the water with the bridge going to the Fort Bar on that side, but that's neither here or there. So walk me through your thinking. When you brought us to that side, I thought that was done. I thought we had arrived. I looked at William. I said, okay, we good. I was looking for sofas. I was like, okay, we're ready.
No, we went backstage. You met T-Pain. You spoke to T-Pain. I mean, that's just the beginning for me. We got on the stage. We was chilling behind stage. We got to see the...
Did you know that we were going on stage? Because I told people the story last week. I just kept following people, Terry. I don't know what's going on, Clarence.
No.
Next thing you know, I'm on stage. And White Club is 5 feet away from me. I'm looking at this bandana yellow wearing head guy moving like Split Star, and it's freaking PK Subban.
Yeah, it's PK. It's PK.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, they already know. Like,
oh my God. Sorry, man. I missed the call. Could you please call back for the Kaya Pesh tickets? Like, I got to put the ringer on. Sorry, you know, Lambo, man.
You know, Les Twins, those are my boys. Shout out to Les Twins. They're coming back actually this month. And I told them, listen, you're in my city. I'm going to make sure you take
care
of.
They got to come to the
detour.
They're
going to come here. I'm going to make sure they come here. They're going to come here live. And it's, you know.
We'll take the show to their hotel.
We'll do it. Oh, they'll like that.
Yeah, we'll take it to the lobby. But see, if we do that, they got to do a 30-minute special.
They're going to have to. But, you know, people know how I do in the city. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. And
okay, hold on. Ella, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, listen, lady, I'm doing great. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from LaSalle.
Okay, shout out to LaSalle, man. I see, look at all the champagne bottles leaving. Well, good morning to you, queen. Well, you know what? We want to gift you with a Kaya Pesh excursion, camping and
beautiful,
fishing.
Beautiful.
So I'll pass the phone to my assistant. He'll take all your information. But before we let you let the people know, what is the best morning show in the country, man?
The best morning show in the country, CKUT, Morning Detour.
Yeah. There's a couple other morning shows on CKUT, but I want to get all of them out of here. Louise, I know you're listening. Monday to Friday should just be the Morning Detour. Cut me a check, man, 80,000. It might be a little bit more now because, you know,
it's
going to
be a lot more.
Yeah, that's what I was on the show. But we'll take your information. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. We got much more fun things to do this morning.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take your information. Okay. Okay. So we're back to it now. So now, I know you're no stranger to the backstage. Me and Clarence went new to this. I'm telling you right now.
No.
Sean's outside. We getting a table. Me, Kaya Pesh, DG Kicks, we want to get. So what's the cheapest booth we could get? You going to talk to Kyrene first? Was it 10,000, 5,000? We need a booth. Yo, bro.
No, we got the hookup now. That's it. It's over. We're going to have our own booth because I already told them. Lambo's going to have our own booth, our own place.
Because
the organizers. Now, I'm going to give a shout out to my publicist from Charisma Agency because she did it up well. However, I keep it real all the time. I saw a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Listen, I was not impressed whatsoever with some of the stuff that was going on because celebrity guests of like that I know, friends of mine that were in this city, should have been treated better, okay?
Yeah.
The fact that things were not prepared, they owe me because I will trash talk them nonstop and I will make sure that every single guest that they're trying to get on there will not get on there because at the end of the day, I am where the party is. I will tell people I'm going to go to a different party.
The doors go up one way. The doors go up one way on
Lambo. We are expecting nothing less than what we were supposed to get, which was a booth with bottle service, and that's what we're going to get. If not, there's tons of other parties that are happening that I was on the roster for. So that's the thing about Montreal when it comes to the F1. And everybody knows me in the city, and people respect me, and they know that I know a lot of people in the industry.
All I know is that we need the booth.
Maybe we'll be at La Richmond next year. Okay. Shout out to Aaron and La Richmond.
No, maybe. We're going to be there.
Oh, don't worry.
We outside.
Because we have options. That's what I'm saying. We got options.
So coming up next, we got major recording artist Trey Lamar. We're going to play some music from Trey Lamar. Clarence from Rhythm and Brunch, 928 Agency. Let the people know the next Rhythm and Brunch. We'll let them know early. We're not going to play no games, but let them know early.
Don't play yourself. Be down July 31st.
Hey.
Weezy in the cut.
Oh, Maddie man. Me again. Cut. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Oh,
yo,
man.
I'm telling you, the food is amazing. The vibe is amazing.
Come on, you
don't play yourself. Tell a friend.
I'm still having dreams about that poutine, man. Yo, I can't wait for someone to come. Yeah, they had this. Nice. What kind of poutine was it?
Poutine Creole.
Yeah, it was poutine Creole. Yeah. And then they had waffles and chicken. And they made it on the spot. If you guys want to go kayaking with myself and Kaya Pesh, I'll be going kayaking on Sunday morning. I don't know, Terry, where are we going Sunday morning to go kayaking?
We got options.
We got options.
I'm going like her. We got options.
He's
gonna toss it up there and whatever.
You see? So Joe Black is gonna take that. We're gonna cut that up. We're gonna add that to the drop. We got options. It's the morning detour. Keep it locked. Coming up next, Trey Lamar, baby. Yo, we gotta talk about his track 2 times. The Destiny Tory Lanez, because that track is dumb. Keep it locked for more detail. We still got many things to give away. I think we got some stuff to give away. Yeah, we got tickets for Masego happening at MTELUS.
Yes.
Tickets. Festival International de Jazz happening from June 30th to July 9th. So we got tickets from that. And we still got the raffle to announce at 10:30. Oh, yeah, okay, yes, we got. After 10 o'clock, we're going to give away some more bottles on the show. Brought to you by Morning Detour. So keep it locked. DJ Manny 1s and 2, man. It's the Morning Detour, the Moon Chase especially. You know how we do things. Drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Now my cloud just went up. I lost 6 years trying to chase behind love. Used to housekeep, but I can fuck with no scrubs. Now I try to plug and he paid me all dough. 2020 had to let go $1,000. Turning 28, I'll get the click up out the ball. High five, gotta keep it all above. I don't mind if I get it out the mud. If it's good, go and get it till it's done. Put the first take, wait until it comes. I always come back with another one. When they come back, ain't no loving them. I'm in the trap with another one. Tea house with another baby. Run it up till it's famous. Singing lullabies if I don't feel no butterflies. Tell me what's the deal. Rather be alone cause I know how that feel. And I know the repercussions if fuck with thrills. When they get too loud they know where the sauce to smell. Till this shit live, you broadcasting everywhere. You know how she dropping when that fragrance in the air. And we ain't gonna talk about them as we getting there.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Yeah. 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 It's Trey Lamont.
Queen.
Uh-huh. Do it again, and again. I pray to God to forgive all my sins, all my sins. I spin the block and I do it again.
Do it again.
They don't wanna see me mix and blend. They don't wanna see it win. Make money on first, cell phone church. Now I need church, trying to make money off first. 514 to the 6 hours, we heard y'all niggas trying to switch out. Get rainy on this side, brother stay colder when the queen ride.
I'll see you, but you don't know me, but I be here putting it work. Hit me the verse. Scary average, so pressed that they rather me up in the hearse. I run to the dirt, and I keep on winning and winning. The feelings keep getting all hurt, but fucking them perks. Ask my cabbie through the burp. Might keep a man for the perks. I be so cold and that bully gang going and doing the most. They just keep lurking and praying I'm hurting, but God on my side, so I'm focused. Yeah.
Perky, send a beat, better die.
Berkey. Flies don't feel like a birdie. Half a pigeon who chirping. They don't understand. I'ma show them again. Only got room for you in the band. Tryna squeeze in the front. This is where it begins. But now it ends. I'ma do it again. I'ma do it again. Yeah. I'ma do it again. And again, I pray to God he forgive all my sins, all my sins. I spin the block and I do it again. They don't wanna see me mix and blend. They don't wanna see a new blend.
Wipe his headphones.
There was a song that he sent to me.
Yeah.
Hold on, I like that one. I like the video. It's only one more it's so good.
Nobody's yeah.
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here. It's the Morning Detour Show.
Yeah, that joint's hard. Yo, and that drop is early. That drop is early. That's not even your full drop, Lambo. No. That's not even your full drop. Yo, I'm real excited this morning. One of my favorite people, man. One of my favorite people. And let's see, he makes Montreal look good. He got an event happening. It's called the Showtime Tour. It's like the LA Leakers. Big things are going on. July 8th, live in Montreal. At the Théâtre Sainte-Catherine, we have superstar artists out of the city. Mr. Trey Lamont, the boy can sing for real, eh?
Come on. We're here.
What are you saying, brother?
Good, man. Yo, I'm here to, you know what I'm saying? I have to come.
Long time been watching you on the show.
Facts.
Okay, so let's open up here. This is Lambo. Lambo's verified, so all the shows go up now. It's like Trey Lamont knew. He like knew, like he's like, nah, you know, like, he's like, the other host is cool, but you know, the thing had to be verified, you feel me?
Verified. It's God's timing, you know what I'm saying? God's timing.
Listen, man, you've been doing a lot of good music. We're gonna get into all of that, man. But let the people know, July 8th, what can we expect from that? This is, you know, you've been putting out music for a while.
Yeah.
Before we go anywhere, man, let's talk about the track of you and Destiny. How did that come together, man? That track is crazy.
Word. Yo, shout out to Destiny. I'm saying Umbrella Coded. You know what I'm saying Umbrella Mama.
Umbrella everything. We take umbrella no rain upon us.
Exactly. No rain. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, like, we have a relationship going back years. Like, she's known my sister. Like, there's various family members within that, you know what I'm saying, that family that have a bit of connection, especially with my sister, because I have an older sister, right?
Yeah.
Kel's Uncut.
Yeah.
So that relationship's been there for a while, and we locked in the studio. I went to Toronto for a couple business ventures, whatever, and we locked in the studio. I think it was in, I'm not sure if it was in Brampton or Saga, one of those places.
It feels like a Brampton flex thing.
I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But we locked in the studio. That was actually one of, I think, three records that we worked on. Yeah, bro, this came natural. We said, yo, let's just drop it. You know what I mean? So that came together. Shout out to Slim Fo, too. He's a Toronto producer as well. He produced on that, Slim Fo.
Now, Lambo, I don't know if you heard Trey Lamont's music before, but, like, for me, like, you're one dude that doesn't feel like it's Montreal, but you don't feel like you're American. I feel you're just fucking Trey Lamont.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, and you can really sing. You're not trying to sing. It's not audio tune and survive, and you actually fly. You're cool. It's a whole package thing. I know people are looking at you like, yeah, how does he put that all together? How do you know the vibe? Because, you know, I have beef with you R&B dudes.
Yeah,
you listen to the show. You know I'm consistent with my hate.
Yeah.
My hate is always consistent.
Sure,
yeah. You R&B guys, hey, and you're really good at the joint.
Yeah.
When you're cooking up the tunes, I'm like, yo, he can't sing about love again, bro. You hit him with joy. You hit him with the next thing. Yes. How do you still find creativity? Is it from personal experiences? Is it drawn from friends and family? How do you cook up these tracks? Because all your joints sound different. I can't say, he just sounds this way.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is about, like, R&B right now is in a weird transition, right?
Especially blame Ray J. Ray J and the Casamigos.
Casamigos got a hold of it for sure. But I've been having this conversation amongst my team for a while, just about the state of male R&B specifically, because I feel like, and all praise to the women, you know what I'm saying, women have always been dominant figures within R&B, period.
Yeah.
But they've been having a season, you know what I'm saying? Like, there hasn't really been none of the man them who are really putting out something that's updated, you know what I'm trying to say? So I've actually had this conversation, I don't know if I'm skipping forward by dropping this
No, go ahead.
I had a conversation with Tank, actually, on Instagram Live.
Watch that light flex.
Subtle. But, I mean, we had the conversation, and what I'm seeing at the moment with, you know, certain guys stepping back out, like the Chris Browns and, you know what I mean, and just the shift of the Sonics, right, with Drake's recent album, whatever. Yeah. Male R&B is coming back to the forefront of the conversation, right? So, to more answer your question as far as where I find inspiration from, it's like I come from that generation of, you know, the Jagged Edge, Jaheim.
Yeah, I came from that era too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's kind of what I...
I want to see you and Jaheim together.
Oh, yes.
I don't just want the track. I want the video. I want the whole behind the scenes.
You know what's funny? I'll drop a gem right now, and if anyone goes back to watch the videos, they'll see the similarities. The video for Play It Up is actually plagiarized off of Could It Be.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you remember that Could It Be record. I actually, like, low-key kind of plagiarized some of the moments from that video because I just felt they stood out so well and synced up with the record, you know? So, Jaheim, I'd definitely love to tap in.
Oh, that would be something, because you're smooth. I was watching the video link that you sent to me. I'm driving. I'm trying not to pay attention and look at it. I'm like, I'll listen to it. But you're like a whole vibe on its own. It's true. You don't feel like you're from Montreal at all.
Thank you.
You know, and like, again, it's like you don't feel American. You don't feel like you just, it's you.
Yeah, like I'm international.
I think that's what it is.
I think I'm finally stepping into that realization as well, where it's like I've heard for a while that like I don't sound like I'm from Montreal, etc. But it's like I also don't sound like I'm directly, like I don't use the vernaculars and whatever the American guys are using, right? So that by default almost it makes me sound like I'm making world music.
Yeah, but that's even better.
No, for sure. We'll take that people money.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. You want to do stadiums? I want to see you at stadiums.
Exactly. Yeah, all the arenas. Let's go.
Well, it's good that we have Lambo here, because me and Trey have been talking about this for a while now. Like, I want to do like an R&B showcase.
Yeah,
where we just have like intimate tables with the candle lights on there, and these guys just perform live with the live band behind. We never had that in Montreal.
Yeah, it's needed.
We always gotta wait for the jazz or somebody else to put it on. No. We can put that on for somebody.
Anyway,
we'll talk.
Oh,
on
again, if you wait for them, they're not reaching down to the guys.
Yeah, guys.
Exactly. So.
Before I let you go, Trey Lamont, I know we don't have enough time to get into it right now, but you're not just an R&B singer. You do rap a little. You know, you got the bars as well.
I mean, I'll put it like this, right? And the way it may come off that way is because I more like to say that I'm a crooner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
Because there's people who really sing.
The Black Michael Bublé.
That's what I was just going to say.
Like, I have a record with Tank. I got to know my rankings in this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
There's guys who can really sing and sing all that stuff. And then I know where I stay. And because I know the cloth I come from, it's like I have that jazzy appeal where it's like I don't have to all the way sing, but the notes and the melodies I'll carry will still take you there.
That's the root of music.
Exactly.
That's the root.
Exactly. So that's why I have that balance where it may sound like I'm kicking bars, but I'm just...
You're still melodic.
Yeah, exactly.
I can say melodic in the morning.
No, for sure.
Before I let you go, I want to talk to you about this. Kevin Lyles has a movement going on right now. I'm talking about Protect Black Art. Yeah. I know in Canadian urban media that no one's talking about this.
Yeah.
But rap music is on trial. You know, you have Young Thug and Gunna. Yeah. Rap music is on trial.
Yeah.
So I just want to see your take on it. Obviously, I want to talk to you about Kanye at the BET Awards. But first, we'll start there. What's your take with rap being on trial? With prosecutors in court taking the lyrics and using it against us in court.
No, for sure. I mean, I don't think it's new, right?
They just said Snoop. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? From way back and whatever. But my thing is, with the times that we're in right now, social media and, you know, the type of music that people like to make and put forward, it's like, bro, just be a bit more weary about the stuff you're putting out. Don't make it so...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't make it so literal, right?
You know, but you don't got to.
Yeah, like, there was a time where gangster rap wasn't so... You know what I mean? Like, you could... I'm saying put this shit together, but nowadays everyone wants to be so upfront, so just be careful with that, you know what I mean?
You know what people are doing now? They're literally having songs that are describing the crimes that they committed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so
dude.
Like, I'm not sure what you want people to think, like, you know what I mean? When it's there, that, you know what I mean? And then
I was there at 10 o'clock with Johnny.
Yeah, I left my fingerprints. I forgot my glove.
Like, come on.
And then there's a paper trail to go back.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then you want to say it's just music.
It's just music.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, number, it's a double-edged sword, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we do have to protect black art, too, yeah. But also, to us, ours, we have to be accountable to a certain extent, too. It's, we do have to make
accountability
smarter.
Is
we
got
to make smart decisions. You guys are literally in the video at the spot where you shot the man.
There you go.
Talking about, yeah. Yo, I did it right there.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
I'll pull out from that one. You can have it, bro.
You're like, I'm not going to that cameo.
Yeah, you can have it, bro.
I'm still waiting for an invite at a Trey Lamont video camera. He has very whoever your management team is. Shout out to Mama. They're good people. Frequency.
I mean, to be honest, the Frequency Sound Records, that's actually a label I just put together in the past couple of years.
Okay,
so
okay. That's you.
Yeah, that's me. All right.
I be getting emails. I don't even know who's who. I just take the shit.
Yeah. But I have good. My sisters actually manage me right now as well. And nice. You know, there's Long Life. I got my DJ Kaz.
Yeah, Rico. DJ Kaz, yo, friend of the show. Also,
yeah,
with my boy Brandon too. So
already know Rico. Every time you see Rico, you see me, vice versa, know the vibes. But yeah, man, like my team is steadily growing. I actually just got back my hands on some masters that were due to me, right?
Talk to me.
Going forward, it's about to be.
Nah, man, I definitely want to do that show with you because, like, being my mind, it stuck with me. Like, I have to see you live with a band behind you, just you with the mic.
The band's not there yet,
but
no,
like,
we'll
you
get
we're saying we're
there. Here.
I'm here.
All right, got you. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Yo, and also, too, I appreciate you. Hold on. That's not RG in the building. Yo, Trey Lamont bringing all the stars. That's not RG in the building. Trey Lamont, I want to say, too, before you go, man, thank you for sending me your music because one of my requirements on the morning show is to play Canadian content. World. And you guys like yourself in sales and many others and Tegans, you make my job easier. And plus, you fulfill the R&B bag. No sales be singing on the tracks, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You guys fulfill the R&B bag. So, like,
I want to say thank you, too, bro, for all the, you know what I'm saying, you're always showing love.
Not always, man.
You know what I'm saying? You don't rehearse the thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You don't rehearse it. You know what I'm saying? You always show genuine love, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's like, again, with the space R&B's in, we don't have many platforms, right? And it's not only a thing that's happening here. It's happening also, you know what I'm saying, in the motherland.
Where
the industries, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's set up and shit. So
no, we
appreciate it, bro.
Anything we could do for you, and we're going to talk. Like, yo, it's in my mind. We got to do the show. We'll get it popping. Trey Lamont, make sure you follow him on IG. Trey Lamont, things is popping. New music all the time.
We'll
break it up here. DJ Maddie, give me some Trey Lamont right now.
Come on.
Coming up next.
You got that new one? You got that new one I sent you?
Listen. Send me the thing now. We'll play right now. Send it straight to DJ Maddie. Not to DJ Maddie. Lambo. Give me. Yo, for the rest of the show, just play the Lambo drop. Don't even play my drop no more. Just play a Lambo drop in the building. Archie Music is in the building. Let's do this. Mango.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
It's Trey Lamont. Pull up the thing too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, this a bus all twine and twist. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta coming down like a river. That's dinner. You don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking.
This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon. Walking to the moon. Talking to the moon.
Pull up the thing too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yellow up the thing too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And pull up the thing too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, this a bus all twine and twist. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta coming down like a river. That's dinner. You don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
Yeah, this is a bus all
twins. Come like you try get twins. I'ma take a fight to beam, gotta get fly like fish. This that dog gotta see lit, push it past the ceiling. This that dog gotta see lit, push it past the ceiling.
Again and again, again and again. Yeah. Yo. Chose my jam, this you for a chain, and give it to a sweet one called that Maya Jama.
Hold on, Maddie. You can't just play the trick like that. You're moving in too easy on them. We're in our last hour of the morning detour. We're bringing up some celebrities in a minute. But I got to play some light-skinned music right now. This is the season. Steph Curry won with Golden State. Drake is doing the dance album. You know Drake is coming up with a little Uzi tape, right? Oh, yeah, he going to feed the streets, too. Bring me in, DJ, man. You know how we do things. Lambo's in the building. The doors only go up one way. It's the best morning show in the country. Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
Yes.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Yes. Yes. Why? Again and again, again and again. Yeah. Yo, chose my jam, this you for a chain, and give it to a sweet one called that Maya Jama. Giving out gifts like Santa, sipping on Santa. I used to do leaning, wop. Closet full up with designer, coming like Panda Panda. Yeah, gal just came to the booth and asked for a wheel. She never heard drill in Atlanta. Arabic ting told me that I look like Yusuf, look like Hamza. Habibti, please, Anna Akid, Inte Oana Akhla. Whip hop skull in Gaza, but not that Gaza, but still it's a Maza. Niggas want peace like a Saba, but we let bridge them burn like Graba. Boy, four in the clears and one in the heady. Hand don't shake, man, hold that steady. You man love pose with a ting for the picture. You man should've bust that ting already. You man love hezzy. Yeah, can't back chat to the prezi. You know when the beef just tastes like veggie. Gal go wrist for the mani petty. CC bag look nice, but the Birkin bag look way more heavy. That's just a big gal ting, man, you get me. Rainy just turned mummy, and that's my sis, so I just turned up T. Fan mail came to the crib from a youth that loves me, I swear that touched me. I never even drive no whips I own, so they all look way too dusty. If me and gal, let's go St. Michael, the gal come way too fussy, crushy. Man said they would do this and that, but the man weren't really that wassy, was he? Nah, the man weren't ready that what? 1942 hits my system, man, get way too frosty, buzzy. Girls from the past that lost me, love me, same ones there that crossed me, cuss me. Everything come full circle, word to the boss above me. Slow stroking, cause the Bamski way too big, my gal don't rush me. Boy, don't make me have to rise my rifle. Man, try send some young boys for me, don't make me have to ride by high school. Shit, you man been dropping lately, don't make me have to fly my iTunes. So much people buy into my hype, don't make me have to buy my hype too.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Test.
Oh, yeah, the originator's
chip.
In here.
Chip.
Yeah, I need B-Twine. School. Oh, man, I'm so excited. RG Music is in the building, man.
Hey.
Okay, so if you're not joining us, the Weezy Moon Chaser birthday special. We got Lambo.
Hey.
Co-hosting for the next 8 weeks. Oh, yes, the Smoothas. You know how things are going on. My two favorite people in the world, real quick, I wanted to get them on here, show them some love, man. My man, Doc Holliday, my man, Skinny. Now, there's no Weezy on Free Agents Media without... Yo, hold on, keep it down in the back there.
Everyone's having a blast, man.
No,
the block is high here, boy. 6714 Fielding is going down here, man. Yeah. But yeah, you guys are my two favorite people. Any opportunity I get to promote our Free Agents Media,
yeah.
As long as you guys know, we'll be going to a different level now because for Lana, Lambo is verified. Mm-hmm. She's going to bring the marketing genius that we're missing.
Bong, I'm down.
I'm here for it.
So for those who don't know Free Agents Media, give them the
rundown. The .com. Yeah, man, when we started, it was kind of like – we're nerds. You know, I used to tell everybody, and I had this conversation now, even with a whole bunch of people in the States and stuff, there's always this sense of when you're young and you're black and you're into comic books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't play basketball. I could hit free throws, but I was no Steph Curry, you know? That was the only thing. Don't ask me to dribble. Don't ask me to lay up. Don't ask me to dunk. Just hit, let me do my free throws. Yeah. And, you know, that you don't get to the team at Wager when that's all you can do. So I'll tell you that.
She went to Wager, too.
You went to Wager, too? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah,
way before us.
Way before
No, not that far before.
I may not look like it, but I'm older than
you.
Y'all.
Don't look.
Def not. When
you don't look plus 40.
Yeah, I'm 45. I'm going to be 45.
There's no way.
For real?
There's no way.
I have four kids. I'm going
to
be 45.
Well, I graduated 2000, but we'll talk about that.
We're not going to talk about when I graduated.
I feel like you're on the Angela Bassett treatment. I put you on the Angela Bassett.
Yeah. So, you know, I realized that I was black. I was a nerd. I was into nerdy stuff, and I wanted to reach out to other people that were into that stuff. Skinny and I met when we were at Abbott. And, you know, the Dynasty CD, I think Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how we met, like,
nice. That was
Sky
a good
Radio.
One.
See Sky Radio yeah. back in the day. And then, yeah, man, once I started, I had a radio show at CJLO, Concordia University, and we were doing a hip-hop show, and then I wanted to do something more nerd-focused, more talk, because nice. I love hip-hop, but it wasn't my passion at the time. And there was so much nerd stuff that I could do that I was just like, okay, let's just try this. And that turned into multiple shows. We won the first year we did Geektastic Cypher. We won an award at CJLO nice. For yeah. best talk show.
Yeah,
we've been in Cult MTL multiple years in a row.
Yeah. Nice.
Your new solo show. Well, you and Chops.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Chop Vision. We got top three podcasts yeah.
this
in the
year.
City this year.
Yeah, really
the
good
one
show.
Year that we weren't on. Chop
yeah,
Vision
yeah, exactly. Oh, the yeah. one year we didn't make it, you yeah, made yeah. it back on. Anyways,
we're the biggest podcast collective in the city currently.
Nice. Yeah, man.
Running it.
Yeah, yeah, we're the best. I think it's so dope having Solana on because I think the only thing that we're missing was just the level of marketing.
Yeah,
because nowhere in the country is there a collective of black podcast content, and we're so different. Like, you know, Geektastic Cypher, Chop Vision, they do comic books, they review TV shows, and then I have Running Wolves podcast, and I do more of the mixy stuff, more the Joe Budden stuff. And, like, you won't think you'll have all of that on one platform. So I think it's a beautiful thing. But I think the only thing that we're lacking, we're not perfect. I think the one place we're not there is the marketing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Enough people don't know about us, and we're missing the player. So that means when you go on our individual pages on the Phoenix Media, you'll have a player that has all our shows playing at one time. Which I you can ask Doc. I've been on Doc to have it going.
Yeah, we're gonna add it now.
Because Latin's here. Well, Ross Powell's here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You got more people in the house. Yeah, because right now the way it is, like we use Podbean for us, so we got our player. But yeah, for what you're doing over at with the Morning Detour, we need a separate player.
Yeah.
And you know, this is all the stuff that one of the things I always tell people: if you're looking to start a podcast, if you're a black nerd out there, and you were always wondering, like, yo, how do I do this? Hit us up, because we have, like, hit me up, Brian Holiday on Instagram. Just come.